Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, Already in Progress.
That little lady, while she was carrying that baby in her womb, should have had a pastor teaching her there is to be no sexual immorality outside of wedlock. I said, you are to be married? He said, she's not married. I said, now that's another problem. If you are her pastor and she's been going to church, she should hear you preach from the pulpit. You cannot get married. You cannot do anything unless you're married. There is to be absolutely no sex before you get married. Is that what God says? Now, after you get married, that's your wedding present. You know, you can have all the sex you want to between a husband and a wife. There's no problem. Did he say the marriage bed is undefiled? Yeah, sex is okay between a man and a woman's married. But if you ain't married, under the old covenant, what was the penalty for sin?
Death.
Stoned to death. So, I mean, God must not like that, huh? He does not like that at all. And so, you know, when we look at this and we see the sins that are happening, whenever I think it was three people that came to a healing school, and they went back to their church and they began to tell people in their church at the healing rooms, wherever that is. I don't know I know several churches that have healing rooms. But when they started telling them that the problem is sin and is directly related to sickness, they just said, no, God, that's not merciful. God would never do that. We're under grace. Let me tell you, he will do that. He will absolutely do that, and he will judge you, and he will, in fact, I'm going to show, when somebody says, God would never make a child sick, and I hear this all the time from different people, I don't care what the parent does, God would never make a child sick or harm a child because of the parent's sin. Well, that does make sense, doesn't it? But when God says, my ways are not your ways, my ways are higher than your ways, 2 Samuel 12:1, and the Lord sent Nathan, and you notice who's doing this. The Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city. Next verse. The one rich man had exceedingly many flock and herds. Okay, so he's giving him a picture. Verse 3. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished. And he grew up with him and with his children. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to give Cheryl this mic and have her read the scripture because she's got it right there.
Okay, this is verse 3. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter.
Okay, next verse.
And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him.
Okay, next verse.
And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. Uh-oh.
Next verse.
And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity.
Now, just a second right there. I want to stop and think a minute. Sometimes before you jump down somebody's throat because you think they done something wrong, you might ought to point one finger at them and see how many's pointing back at you. Because, you know, that same story could fit for every one of us, right? So be merciful, you know, when you start to get all upset with somebody that's doing something, be merciful. Okay, let's go on to the next verse, honey. In other words, he said you're going to restore this lamb four times. So he's, wow. So, okay, go ahead, honey. There we go.
And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus wow. saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul.
Wow. Next verse.
And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things.
Wow, now stop and think about what he just said. He gave David everything, did he not? And then he said, and then just let's listen to what God's saying, how much he really does love us. And if that wasn't enough, in other words, I gave you Saul's houses. I gave you his wives. I gave you his money. I gave you his power. I gave you his empire. I gave you the kingdom. And if that wasn't enough, you know, I think about sometimes us as human beings, how we fuss about things when we don't get what we think we should have. We are so, you know, and we fail to realize what he has given us. He has given us everything. Most of us are fussing because we don't have what we think we need, or we're fussing because we're not healed whenever he already healed us on the cross 2,000 years ago. I mean, we're going out, we're not believing God for nothing. We just don't believe he'll do these things that he says he will do. But, you know, he will. He will do exactly what he said. And this story, as we read on down through here, let's go on a little further. After he gave you your master's wives.
Wherefore that hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon.
So here's a man that had a castle. He had money. He had wives, he had children, he had an empire, he had the kingdom, everything. And then he sent a man out to kill this man that he had had sex with his wife and got her pregnant. So she was pregnant and she was told him she's going to have a child. And so he's doing everything he can to cover up. And I think about us today. I think about the number of people in the church, and I'm going to tell you, I am so grateful for the grace of God. Aren't you glad that we live under grace? Because when I was an airline pilot in New York, I wasn't near as close to God as I am today, of course. But I still walk with God, and everybody knew it. So anytime anybody had a problem or they wanted to discuss the Bible, they always come see me. But I didn't know very much, but I knew a whole lot more than they did. You know, I had been a deacon in a Baptist church and I had studied the Bible. I'd been a Sunday school teacher. I mean, I didn't know anything about healing back in those days, but I did know a little. And so this one couple, lovely couple, they had four children. And he was one of our pilots. He and I went to the same class together. And so he knew when I talked about Jesus that I was a man that knew God. So he came to see me one day and he said, Thurman, my wife and I want to sit down and talk with you. I said, okay. So we all got together over at his house. We're sitting there talking and I said, well, so how can I help you? He said, we need some advice. I said, well, okay. What kind of advice can I help you with? I mean, he was an airline pilot. I'm an airline pilot. I don't know what he wants. He said, what I want don't have anything to do with mine and your job. He said, my wife's pregnant. I said, so what's wrong with that? He said, well, we have four children already, and we really didn't want another one. So we knew you were a man of God, and we thought we would ask you, do you think it would be okay to get an abortion? See, I didn't know nothing. Y'all have to understand. So as we talked that night, I told them, I said, well, if you really don't want a child, maybe it would be better to abort it. And so I suggested that they abort that child. And they did. Are you glad we live under grace? Well, see, God could say, Thurman, that was lousy, rotten advice you give that couple. And it was. very lousy, rotten advice. I would never do that today. Not even close. But y'all understand how we are in different places. 50 years ago, I was in a different place with God than I am today. Today, I would tell you, no, do not abort that child. But we can't afford that child. If you can't afford that child, then you do something. I'll help you. I'll do something, but do anything. But we ain't killing that baby. I mean, I now know that God is God, and He can do anything, and He can take care of anything. And I know how He hates us doing devastating things to His children. Now, if it wasn't for the mercy of God, you know, after it was several years before I realized what abortion really was. I didn't realize what it was, you know, until I began to see some of these videos they put out about how they tear the child apart in the mother's womb. When I began to see that, it ripped my heart out. I thought, Lord, I'm an accomplice to murder. Do you know that? Do you think God was happy with me, Paula? Not at all. But He was merciful. When I repented and told Him how sorry I was that I'd messed up so bad, He knew how bad I'd messed up. He knew what He was going to do later down the line. He knew He would be able to take a man that gives some advice that was rotten advice to kill a child, and He's still going to be able to use him mightily to save many other lives for His glory. And I'm so grateful for God. So grateful for His grace and His mercy. Because, you know, here's David. David made a mistake just as bad. I mean, let's just read on here a little bit further there. Let's go down and let's...
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife.
Think about what the Lord just said there. The sword shall never part from your house. Just think, before Jesus came on the scene, every human being in this room, including me, was under a generational curse. There's no such thing as pure people. Just like I've said so many times, there's only one thing wrong with this earth, and it's a bunch of rotten people.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Children Are Afflicted by Their Parents' Sins, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.